Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are, whatever you're doing. One step closer to this monster showdown between the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're so close. And clearly, this is the biggest game of the year so far, and there will be bigger games to come. But man, right now it's hard not to revel in the fact that the Packers are taking on a Bears team that is relevant, that is good, that certainly has done what is necessary to be in the position they're in as far as atop the NFC North, number one seed in the NFC. But of course, the playoffs don't start first week of December. Traditionally, they start early January, and there's a number of football games to be played, including two against this Bears team. First one coming up late afternoon there at Lambeau Field. So very excited. And I know a lot of folks are very, you know, thrilled, excited, pick a word about the approach that Matt LaFleur and the Packers offense took in Detroit, going for it on all the fourth downs and letting Jordan Love sling it around. I'm here to tell you, I don't think this is going to be that kind of game. And I know people keep wanting to talk about, got to throw it a lot more. You got to give Jordan the keys. And certainly there are moments in a game where you're going to want to lean on Jordan. There are going to be moments in this game on Sunday where that is going to be the case. But I think this is a game. And, you know, you guys know Matt LaFleur, he does love to pound the rock. This is a game where he should pound the rock. And I think he will. I think we're going to get a lot of Josh Jacobs early and often. And I'm not saying it's going to be akin to what we saw against the Philadelphia Eagles. But the principle remains the same as far as getting ahead of the sticks, keeping in rhythm on offense, working off play action, boot action, which we saw a little bit of there in Detroit, and letting Josh Jacobs get going a little bit against a Bears defense that has struggled to stop the run. They have not been very good against the run. I know so much of this game, so much of the narrative around it, has been about the Bears running game for good reason. They are the best in the league. They're coming off a game where they tore apart the Eagles. I understand why that is kind of the headline, right? But precious few people are talking about the fact that the Packers have found a pretty good way of working on the ground with this newly configured offensive line. This is two or three games in a row where they have found some traction in the run game. And I think the more they're able to do that on Sunday against this Bears team, the better off Jordan Love in the passing game is going to be, if for no other reason that this is going to be a bit of a war of attrition. When you look at the weather, the forecast, how cold it's going to be, you want to pound this team into submission. You want to get them 12, 13 plays into a drive, gasping for air, and then have Jordan Love hit something on a boot action where he's got somebody in the flat for an easy touchdown. This is that kind of game. It is going to be a battle of wills, and I definitely mean this for both sides. I think Chicago is going to try to do the same thing. I think the Packers' run defense is better than the Bears' run defense. And, of course, both of these coaches are going to want to take shots at times. They're going to try and pick their moments, no doubt about it. But to me, this is going to be a game where both Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson are going to get plenty of work and should get plenty of work. This is going to be a lot of fun. Get out the run the fucking ball t-shirts because it's going to be that kind of affair. I can't wait. I, for one, am very excited about it. I know, again, there are a lot of fans that just want Jordan Love to throw it 40, 45, 50 times. This is not that game, dog. This is not going to be that type of contest, nor should it be. This is going to be the Josh Jacobs special, as it should be. What's going on, everybody? Good to see everybody in the comments section already mixing it up. How is everybody? Before we get going, you guys know I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. Football season is all about action, and sometimes injuries happen. Whether it's a sprain, strain, or something more serious, ThetaCare Orthopedic Care is here to help you recover like a pro. Their team offers expert care for bones, joints, and muscles so you can get back to doing what you love, on the field or in the stands. Don't let pain sideline you. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, let's get to your questions and comments. Start with Jerry. How are you, Jerry? Good to see you. Go listen to the full Brian Bulaga segment when Wildy brought up your Lambeau Leap Crusade. Tausch was so intrigued. Only a portion was tweeted to you. Was it tweeted to me? I didn't see it. So, okay, I'll go check it out. Now I'm intrigued, much like Tauscher. I mean, I appreciate them talking about it. We need these guys to start jumping back into the stands, man. Way too few Lambeau Leaps this season at Lambeau Field. We've only got two home games left in the regular season, and then hopefully a playoff game or two. Need these guys in the stands, man. Well, thank you for bringing it to my attention, though, Jerry. I will go take a listen. E4, how are you? Having a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter will go a long way in helping to deal with the cold. That and a late kickoff, maybe some imbibing happening there along the way. Speaking of which, salut, happy Thursday. I'm very excited. I'm going into the city tonight to have a good old-fashioned hate watch of the Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys, my good friend David. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Cannot wait. Don Vito, how are you, sir? For tonight, do we want Dallas or Detroit? It doesn't matter. Probably, honestly, probably Detroit. I haven't looked at the tiebreakers, so that's just a gut feeling. But we've beat Detroit twice. We've got a tie with Dallas. I would suspect we want the team we've beaten twice to be further up in the NFC standings. That's just guesswork on my part. But either way, I can't root for either of them, really. So I'm just rooting for a tie. Soder, how you doing, brother? Imagine what the Packers' record and offensive stats would look like if they were plus 17 in turnovers. No turnovers, and they should win going away. It is the ultimate key to this game, right? You can talk about the running game as I did and both quarterbacks and what they can do in the receiving groups and whatever else you want. But, man, yeah, the turnovers and the way the Packers have not really done a phenomenal job of turning the ball over on defense, though that has started to come along a little bit here late in the season. But, yeah, man, the Bears are living off of it, especially because, as their own coach attested to earlier this week, you know, their passing game is erratic, you know, and they do make their bones on offense on the ground. But as Ron Jaworski so sagely said back in the day on NFL matchup, points come out of the passing game. There's zero doubt. It's great to have an effective running game, but you've got to be able to marry it with an effective passing game. And right now, the Bears don't really have that, which is what makes their turnover margin all the more important for them and the reason they're sitting where they are. So many more opportunities to take a bite at the apple and try and put more points on the board. And you're right, Soder. If Jordan Love and the Packers offense were at plus 17 for the year, which is where the Bears sit, yeah, Jordan Love would have a whole lot more recognition and probably bigger stats, and people would be talking a lot more about him. Oh, well, we have some Bears trolls in the chat. Just ignore those folks, people. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Mags, I'm smelling a beatdown. Packers by 10. Well, that's the kind of game it's probably going to be. Like, you aren't going to, I doubt we're going to see some big margin. I think it will be relatively close, right? But yeah, there's little doubt that this is a game, if they play clean ball, but they should win. No doubt about it. Oh, look at these people. Love sucks. Well, if Love sucks, that must mean Caleb Williams is one of the worst quarterbacks ever, because Love clears him in every metric and every bit of football on the field, every bit of film. So I'm sorry you feel that way. You shouldn't really be denigrating your own quarterback like that. But hey, man, whatever you need to do. It's cool, man. You're typing into the internet. Well done. Jimmy Legs, what's going on, man? Crazy seeing Chicago this good this late. Crazier remembering Ron Wolf in 92 saying the Bears are the team Green Bay is chasing, if the kids can believe that. It's true. It's very true. Man, that was my whole childhood. Every year, watching the Bears beat up on the Packers twice a year. It was tough, man. It was a tough way to live. And now it's funny because now there's a whole generation, a couple generations of Bears fans that's all they've known. You know, it's a tough one. It is a very tough one. What else we got here, folks? Don't want to miss any super chats. Sorry, guys. Cheeto, what's going on, man? I will be going to the Packers game. I cannot wait. My only regret is flying out there. That means I won't be able to haul back a shit ton of carry the G. There are ways, sir. There are ways. Not really, but you could, you know, have an extra carry on maybe, or, you know, put a little cooler in your underneath and ship it via the underground or the plane. You can do it. Make it work. You can make it work. I have confidence in you. William James, how are you, sir? Thanks for the super chat. Man, people would be losing their minds today in the U-71 days. Run the ball, bulldoze the Bears D, and get the win. Dude, that was such a great year. 2003, Favre breaks his thumb. They start going jumbo all the time with Kevin Berry. Number 71 is reporting as eligible. Like every damn down. Whole defense going, it's a pitch to the right. It's a pitch to the right. And they pitch it to Amon Green to the right, and he picks up 6 yards. That's a beautiful way to live. And I'm with you, man. I do think you're going to see the new version of Jumbo, the new U71. We're going to have Darian Kennard out there probably for at least half the plays. Just bulldozing this Bears defense. I cannot wait. I am very excited to watch it. Okay, got all that. Okay, didn't want to miss any. That's good. Let's hope the Packers look good. Man, are we really in week 14 worrying about style points? Dog, I don't care how they look. Just win the game. Everyone was bitching about the Minnesota game. I don't care how it looks. Just win the game. So many folks get caught up in the idea of, oh, I got to deal with online trolls all week. Bears fans are going to be, but well, you didn't even look good. Like, blah, blah, blah. Who cares, man? Life is too short. Just get the win. That is all that matters. Bring back the psycho blitz. Tough. They have some kind of version of that, like the old school NASCAR thing. Problem is that so many dudes have been kind of in and out of the lineup, whether it's Devontae Wyatt or Lucas Van Ness. You know, they haven't really been able to kind of get after that. But I love that idea, especially on, you know, obvious passing situations, long down and distances. Though I will say, this is a week where I suspect they will stick mostly to some straight-up four-man rush stuff because Ben Johnson, if he does nothing else well, he knows how to burn a blitz with a screen play. And that's traditional running back screens, wide receiver screens, hell, tight end screens. He is a screen master, and he ate Jeff Hafley's lunch a couple of times last year when Hafley tried to send pressure, especially on third down. So I do think this is going to be much more of a straight-up game from Hafley. That would be my guess anyway. Adrian Wright, what's up, man? Bring a small suitcase to check your flight back. 24 spotted cows, 20 carry of the G, keep you under 50 pounds. Excellent. I mean, that's what I did when I was coming back. You know, in the airports, the Green Bay airport and the Appleton airport is the same, and I think it's the same in Milwaukee. They have the 12 packs of spotted cow that you can grab, like the kiosk. I just grab one of those. That's my above the plane thing, or my above the seat thing, and I have my carry-on bag, which is under the seat, and then I check a bag that is filled with carry the G and some of my clothes. That's how we do it, baby. Come on now. Havasac, what's up, man? Just win, baby, just win. That's all I got. Thanks, Nags. I'm right there with you, man. Just win. Like, it'd be great if they won big, you know, but I don't care if it's a last-second field goal. McManus with a thriller at the end with a walk-off. Let's do it, man. Just win. Do not care. Kyle's an excellent question. Javon Bullard was a DNP. That means did not participate in practice today. Do you see him playing? Not a great sign. Not a great sign when, you know, he was limited yesterday and then went to DNP today. When you're moving backwards on the injury report, it's rarely a good sign of your potential play time or your activation on game day. Obviously, tomorrow is a huge key. And I have zero doubt Matt LaFleur will be asked about it tomorrow during his availability prior to practice. So maybe he shed some light there, but doesn't sound good. Now, who knows? Maybe he just needed a day off of it to get right, and he bounces back really well and feels better tomorrow, and he's limited tomorrow and then able to go on Sunday. That is possible. It has happened, although rarely it has happened in the past, but traditionally, if you're going backwards and you're a DNP at some point during the week, that tends to mean you ain't going on Sunday. But we'll see. Tomorrow's obviously big key there. Steve-O, what's going on, man? Get the W and stay as healthy as possible. That is all. I'm driving up from Chicago for the game. How many 4-packs of carry the G do you need, Cheeto? There you go. See, this is what I'm talking about. Just get the connection going, people. You can work with each other. You can figure it out. You get all the carry the G you ever know or ever need. Cheeto, solid tips, boys. See, we're here as a community, making sure you get as much carry of the G as possible. Carry of the G, the official beer of Cheesehead TV.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Good stuff. Good stuff right there. Come on now. Hova, thanks again, man. Also, shout out Carry the G Radio. Love each episode. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate that, man. I love doing it. I'm sorry we missed one 2 weeks ago prior to the Lions game. It just, with my travel schedule, it just didn't really couldn't make it work out. But I really appreciate you guys each and every week tuning in. I love talking with Billy and Armin. I got to say, I've been doing this now with Billy for a couple years now, and it's some of my favorite stuff I do regarding the Packers. Like, just great guy, great combos. He really knows his shit, and I think he's got the right attitude and the right outlook. I hope he continues to kind of grow as far as a presence in Wisconsin radio and media, because, man, he's so good. Don Vito, thanks for the super chat, man. Matt LaFleur is struggling to contain his excitement for running an end around in 6-degree weather. Now, as we saw in the Detroit game, you know, he handed it off to Melton. He got 1 yard. And then later on in the game, he handed it off to Melton. He got like 16 yards. So he's just setting it up. If he does get some end around that doesn't go very far, just remember, he's just setting it up, man. And hell, never forget that Christian Watson touchdown down in Chicago. Come on. You never know when one's going to bust. All good stuff. All good stuff. Oh, Siggy, I think you mean Matt. Great chat with Matt Bowen the other day. Thank you so much. Love Matt. One of my favorite people in the business. I've known him now seemingly forever. One of the good guys. We used to work together at Bleacher Report. That's how we kind of first met. I actually hired him there. And he's just the greatest dude in the world. Just love talking ball with him. Love talking life with him. He's just a great guy. Driving crooner. That's a very understandable question here. Anything on Reed? Golden going to play this week? I think Golden's trending in the right direction. I think there's a very good chance he plays. As far as Reed, I'm kind of 50-50. He looks really good in the clips that we're seeing from practice, but that doesn't mean a whole lot, right? I do think there's a chance they activate him. If they do, we'll find out Saturday. The deadline is, I believe, 4 Eastern, 3 Central. So keep your eyes on social media Saturday afternoon, because I suspect that'll be when we know for sure. Now, there's an outside chance that maybe Matt says something at his presser tomorrow, or maybe they do something on an injury report and bring him off. But more often than not, this is something that gets done on a Saturday when they, you know, bring guys up from the practice squad, etc. So TBD. But I think I kept saying that I would suspect that they'd wait until next week. Next Thursday is their deadline where they have to do it. They have to make a decision. But I'm starting to think, yeah, there's probably a decent chance that he goes this week, which would be obviously dope as hell. Joe, what's going on, man? Might fewer Lambeau leaps indicate current players and staff aren't as into Packers tradition as in the past when McCarthy and Rodgers were here? I don't know about that. Potentially, but you'd have to ask them, right? I mean, it's a possibility. I also think, you know, like I said in my chat on Monday, like, They're working their asses off to score, and then they're doing their celebrations with their teammates. And that's great. I love it. Right. I just think the Lambeau Leap is a great tradition for the Green Bay Packers. And so maybe you're right. Maybe they're not as attuned to it. But hopefully they get the message this week and we see a bunch of them. Like 4 or 5 of them would be awesome. Oh, also, give me a shot play to Watson first play. Don't think I haven't thought about this, because you know the whole kind of tension there between LaFleur and Ben Johnson. You got to think if they get the right look, they might, right? I'm not saying that's a done deal or I don't know anything, obviously, but I'm sure Matt, whatever they call on that first play, will tell Jordan, if you get a certain look, you check into the shot and take that shot, right? Now, I'm pretty sure the Bears will come out in too high for that very reason, but you never know. We shall see. Patrick, just watched my YouTube 2025 year recap. A lot of you guys, we very much appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. And thanks to everybody who tagged us on Instagram and Twitter for the YouTube roundup stuff. I really appreciate it. And kind of, it's insane to me that, you know, we're that much a part of people's lives as far as their time online and connecting to the Green Bay Packers. I talk about it all the time. I'll say it again. You guys know what I'm going to say. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about anything with Cheesehead TV outside of the fact that we all love the Packers and the team and the players, the coaches, front office folks, some of the business folks, you know, people who actually make all of this happen and worthwhile. And the reason we do this is, you know, that set of folks. It's not us. So really, really appreciate you guys utilizing Cheesehead TV at all to connect to the Green Bay Packers. Ooh, driving crooner. X has his best game so far this season. Calling it now. He's going to need to, man. They're going to need both those safeties involved in stopping the run. Of that, I have little doubt. And it would be great if McKinney could get Williams at least once. That would be wonderful. Smooterino. Man, the old man run the ball Nagler came out today. When the Packers get good at running the ball, I'll advocate more for it. They've been better. And look, I don't need them to run for 200 yards. But an effective, efficient running game only helps your quarterback. I don't want to do it because I'm like some Cro-Magnon man. I want to do it because it helps Jordan, especially in those elements that they're going to be in on Sunday. Plus, there is nothing better than taking the soul of your opponent by pounding the football 4 or 5 yards a clip, and they can't stop it. And the Packers have gotten to that point at times over the course of the last 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, don't look any further than the Eagles last week to see how a team can just get completely demoralized when you're continuously running the ball and you can't stop it. I'm all in on that. Soder says, no Bullard would hurt more than no Wyatt. His physicality will certainly be missed for the exact reason we're talking about here, right? The Bears are going to come in. They're going to run the ball. They're going to be physical. That front, that offensive line is physical as hell, but everybody along that line and front are the tight ends. The wide receivers do a great job blocking in the run game. You don't have an effective running game without wide receivers who are willing to put their nose in there, right? And yeah, Bullard not being in there will potentially really suck. There's no doubt about it. But hey, man, it is next man up. And if that means Hobbs is in the slot where lots of folks say that's where he belongs, right? We know he's a physical presence to the point where maybe we needed him to be a little less physical this summer. But yeah, man, here's a shot if that's the case. What else we got? Jerry, thanks so much for the super chat. Evan Williams told great stories on Clubhouse Live, man, on Monday. Yeah, I haven't seen the full thing. I saw a couple of the clips. Evan's great on that gig, man. Like I know he's not the regular every single week guest, but he's there quite a bit throughout the season, and he's excellent. He's really good. How do we throw and catch the ball in 10-degree weather? That's why they practice in it all week. Now, it's been a little warmer than that. It's going to dip a little bit this weekend, but, man, Brett Favre did it all the time. Jordan Love's got the hands and the control of the football to do it. You just got to, you know, lean into your technique and practice in it, which the Packers do. Now, that doesn't make it easy, right? I'm not saying it's simple or it's going to be a walk in the park, but you can do it. And the best way to do it is to get the running game going so you get guys biting and then you boot out or you have a play action down the seam and the linebackers have bitten up so there's lots of space and it doesn't need to be quite as precise, right? But that's on a very simplistic level, obviously. Klaus, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. Put Micah in at fullback, halfback. That'll hurt the Bears' defense. Go, Pack, go. No, I don't want anything to do with Micah Parsons on offense. Just let him dominate on defense, which, again, they need him to do on obvious passing downs, but the key there is getting the Bears into obvious passing downs, which is obviously easier said than done. All right, folks, I got to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.